Open source LLMs hardware, performance frustrations. The latest surge in local large language model, LLM adoption, is revealing the complexities and inconsistencies of running advanced AI on consumer hardware. On the AMD side, users of the RX 6700 XT are finally seeing practical GPU-accelerated LLM inference, after weeks of troubleshooting. The key workaround is to avoid AMD's ROCm stack, which suffers from compatibility issues on Windows, and instead leverage Vulkan acceleration through Kobold CPP. With this setup, users report generating about 17 tokens per second and offloading 2029 model layers to the GPU, all while using a modest 2.7 gigabit of VRAM and supporting context sizes up to 4,096 tokens. The preferred models are in the 7B-8B parameter range, such as Qwen 2.5 Coder 7B Instruct and Llama 3 8B Instruct. This makes local LLMs viable even on mid-range consumer GPUs, provided users are willing to navigate a non-trivial installation process. Yet, AMD's LLM story remains mixed. On Linux, potential upgraders still question whether Radeon cards are worth the hassle, given that NVIDIA's CUDA ecosystem remains the gold standard for AI. One user, after weighing the options, ultimately went with NVIDIA's 4060 Ti 16GB, citing better community support and fewer headaches. The situation is equally fraught on NVIDIA's Jetson Orin AGX 32GB. Despite powerful hardware, users report that Llama, the popular local LLM stack, runs dog slow and fails to utilize the GPU, with NVIDIA's own software stack described as hot garbage. The consensus, unless you're a dedicated tinkerer, Jetson devices are not recommended for LLM workloads where performance and ease of use matter. Not all NVIDIA experiences are smooth either. RTX 3090 owners running quantized versions of large models like Mistral Small 24B report noticeable drops in output quality compared to API-hosted full-precision models. Quantization, reducing model weights from 32-bit floats to fewer bits, saves memory and speeds up inference, but can dramatically degrade performance for complex tasks, especially information extraction from long texts. This undercuts the promise of serious local AI for those expecting cloud-like results at home. Model releases Llama 1 and Minimax M1. Open foundational models continue to evolve rapidly. Meta's Llama 3.1 collection, released in 8B, 70B, and 405B sizes, targets multilingual dialogue and code generation. These models employ grouped query attention, GQA, a transformer optimization that boosts inference scalability, and are fine-tuned with supervised learning, SFT, and reinforcement learning with human feedback, RLHF. Llama 3.1 supports context windows up to 128K tokens and claims strong performance on industry benchmarks, especially for English, German, French, Italian, Portuguese, Hindi, Spanish, and Thai. The models are licensed under the new Llama 3.1 community license, which is more permissive for commercial use, but still restricts certain applications. Importantly, the Llama 3.1 models are static, trained on data up to December 2023, and Meta promises future safety improvements via community feedback. Meanwhile, Minimax AI's Minimax M1 pushes the boundaries of context length, boasting support for up to 1 million tokens, 8 times larger than DeepSeek R1. The secret sauce is a hybrid mixture of experts, MoE, architecture, and a custom lightning attention mechanism, which slashes compute requirements, just 25% of DeepSeek R1's flops at 100K token generation. Minimax M1 leverages a novel reinforcement learning algorithm, CISPO, which clips important sampling weights rather than token updates, yielding superior sample efficiency. On benchmarks, Minimax M1 outperforms other open-weight models for complex reasoning, tool use, and software engineering, making it a formidable candidate for next-gen LLM agents that need to think with long context and reason through intricate problems. Agentic coding, AutoBE, and the tooling arms race. AI-powered coding agents are racing toward practical, robust automation. AutoBE, an open-source back-end development agent, now claims 100% compilation success for generated code, an impressive feat given that previous attempts floundered on cryptic error messages from tools like Prisma, an ORM. The breakthrough comes from bypassing Prisma's compiler entirely. AutoBE parses the Prisma Abstract Syntax Tree, ST, directly, applies custom validation, and generates error messages the AI can meaningfully interpret. The agent is built with integrated TypeScript and Prisma compilers, OpenAPI validators, and an automated review and testing framework. This allows AutoBee to not only generate code, but also self-correct, review, and validate it before surfacing results. Backend applications created with AutoBee can be deployed instantly to platforms like Vercel, and the project is open source for developers to inspect and extend. On the tooling front, HasanSas O-Code offers a terminal-native AI coding assistant that plugs directly into local Llama models. O-Code boasts deep codebase intelligence, mapping and understanding entire projects, and executes multi-step development tasks autonomously. Its extensible plugin system leverages the Model Context Protocol, MCP, enabling third-party integrations and direct streaming from Llama. Specialized tools include everything from file editing and project architecture analysis to advanced text search, Git operations, and even Jupyter notebook manipulation. O-Code's design emphasizes seamless, shell-based workflows for developers who prefer not to leave their terminal. As for the wider landscape of agentic coding tools, Copilot Agent, Cline, RuCode, Windsurf, Claude Code, Cursor, the distinctions are often more about interface and ecosystem than core functionality. Most of these tools operate by editing multiple files in a repository, using prompt-based interactions with popular LLMs. While some offer unique features or UI polish, experienced developers report little difference in real-world capabilities between them, at least for standard multi-file editing tasks. Robotics, end-to-end dexterous manipulation progress. In the world of robotics, Generalist AI's research preview showcases significant progress in dexterous, bimanual robotic manipulation controlled by end-to-end deep neural networks. These systems map raw sensor data, pixels, and other signals directly to real-time actions at 100 Hz, enabling nuanced behaviors like pushing, pulling, twisting, and coordinated two-handed tasks. The demonstrations highlight generalization across different robot arms, e.g. Flexiv Ryzon 4, UR5, and environments, including tasks the models never saw during training. Notably, the robots exhibit robustness to disturbances and can perform fine motor tasks, such as precisely closing boxes or dynamically assembling objects. The hardware-software co-design is crucial, as high-frequency, low-latency control is required for smooth, reactive manipulation. While not yet commercial, these results mark a tangible step toward deployable, general-purpose robot agents. Generative media, song generation, and desktop AI agents. Generative AI continues to expand into music and desktop environments. Tencent's song generation model, built on the Levo framework, introduces high-quality song generation with multi-preference alignment. The system models both mixed tokens for vocal instrument harmony and dual track tokens, separately encoding vocals and accompaniment, with a music codec reconstructing the outputs into high-fidelity audio. Trained on the million-song dataset, song generation outperforms open-source music generation baselines and is competitive with top commercial systems. While only the Chinese language base model is available now, English versions are promised soon. On the UI front, DataloS delivers a full-featured desktop environment in the browser, complete with File Explorer, Terminal, and of particular interest, integrated AI chat agents using Prompt API and WebLLM. Users can summarize, generate images, and interact with AI directly within the desktop metaphor, blurring the line between local and cloud-based productivity tools. The platform runs in a web worker and supports dynamic wallpapers, advanced file management, and real-time NTP syncing, illustrating how AI capabilities are being woven into everyday computing experiences. Practical engineering, integration, scheduling, and classic algorithms. Outside the AI core, practical software engineering is seeing renewed creativity. Developers are revisiting language interoperability. Integrating Rust into Java via the Java Native Interface, JNI, can yield substantial performance and safety benefits. Careful management of memory boundaries between Java's garbage-collected heap and Rust's manual allocation is essential to avoid leaks and bugs. Projects like Rust Java Demo provide step-by-step examples for seamless cross-language builds, highlighting that, with the right abstractions, high-performance native code can be safely embedded in JVM applications. For automation, Flowhaus GoCron exemplifies modern task scheduling. It combines Go and Vue.js to deliver a YAML-configured, Docker-ready scheduler with cron expression support, environment variable injection, and easy backup solutions. This approach streamlines recurring job management for developers and sysadmins alike. Probabilistic data structures like Bloom filters remain essential for large-scale data deduplication, cache protection, and fast membership queries. The key trade-off, guaranteed negatives but possible false positives, makes them ideal as pre-filters in databases, cache layers, and even recommendation engines. Implementations in Redis and MySQL, as well as strategies for scaling and optimizing bit arrays, show that these classic algorithms are still core to modern engineering. Even classic puzzles get new scrutiny. The 100 prisoners and a light bulb problem, a staple of mathematical logic, continues to see optimization and fresh theoretical results, underscoring the enduring appeal and challenge of information sharing strategies in adversarial settings. Open source, satellite SDR, and web data extraction. The open source ecosystem keeps expanding into new domains. Skyroof, a new Windows application, combines ham satellite tracking with SDR, software-defined radio reception, supporting a range of hardware from RTL SDR to AirSpy and SDR Play. It offers real-time satellite path prediction, sky maps, SDR waterfall displays, and automatic Doppler compensation, even integrating with antenna rotators. This kind of tool democratizes access to space communications for radio amateurs and researchers. Meanwhile, practical AI workflows still hinge on data extraction and integration. Users seeking to feed local website content into LLMs continue to wrestle with scripts leveraging Python, Beautiful Soup, and tools like Llama Index. Even with the promise of open web UI connections, the reality is that simple data extraction remains a stumbling block for many, highlighting the gap between AI's potential and the supporting ecosystem's maturity. Finally, the hunger for foundational models and datasets persists. The original Llama inpainting model's checkpoint has gone missing from all known mirrors, prompting researchers to crowdsource a verified copy. This is a stark reminder that in open machine learning, reproducibility hinges not just on code, but on persistent access to weights and data.